Hey, it's Chuck Armstrong from Loudwire Nights, and this is Loudwire Nights On Demand. We recently had Mike Krueger on the show, diving into everything going on in the world of Nickelback. This interview aired on Tuesday, July 28th. Here we go.
How's it going?
Good, good. Happy to be talking to you.
Mike Krueger of Nickelback, and super excited because this new album is set to drop, and Halloween and spooky season are already my favorite, but to get a new Nickelback album on October 30th is, I think, going to set 2026 apart. Let's talk about it. Everything Under the Sun, it's the 11th studio album for the band, and it's your first release with Virgin Music Group, and the first album since 2022. So what was the process here coming into this new album?
Well, a big part of the genesis of this thing was to kind of relax and take our time getting to it and getting it done. We probably took, arguably you could say we took an extra year to go between albums. We just kind of wanted to leave some space. We found that we had a pretty good result of that during COVID, that we went away for a little while, and our people reacted really well to a little bit of a reduced diet of us for a little while. And then coming back, everybody was pretty fired up. So we didn't do anything in a particular hurry. We just wanted to get it done right and take more time. And, we just didn't feel really as urgent about getting it done as maybe we have in the past when we've, it's been a cycle really, really tight, for us. We make a record, go on the road immediately. As soon as we get off the road, get in the studio, it repeat cycle, to number 11 here. And this time was a little bit different and more of a relaxed pace and just trying to do the best work we can maybe and not so concerned with hitting timelines.
Absolutely. And so, with that first song that dropped earlier this week, featuring John 5, Rattle the Cage, it's heavy, it's loud, it's fast. It is 100% Nickelback. I mean, and I saw where Chad had kind of described where this album is like an amalgamation of kind of all of the sounds of Nickelback over the years. How do you feel about this new track?
There is a history to this track and it's been sort of a demo idea on a hard drive for a really long time. I should have checked to see how many albums we actually brought up that track and then just decided to not make it into a song. It's been a long time that's been sitting there. And, sometimes that happens where you have stuff put aside, ideas put aside, and their time just isn't now, this one kind of didn't want to grow up for a few records and now it does and it did, and now it's become Rattle the Cage.
Sure. And this particular track actually Rattle the Cage features John 5. How did that collaboration kind of happen? How did that, we just call him up and be like, yo, did you want to be on this song with us?
Kind of, that's sort of it. Chad, being a guitar player is guitar player. Chad's a really, really skilled guitar player, and he's really perceived as being a really accomplished guitar player amongst other sort of guitar specific musicians. They kind of see the way he plays and understand that he's really good. As a result, we kind of want to push the limits and see what we can get. And John 5 was a good example of, reaching out and it was just reaching out to him and just saying, hey, you're weird. And we like what you do a lot. And we have a lot of mutual friends. He's in a band with some friends and he agreed to do it. And it was just, it was a tremendous experience to be able to have him on one of our tracks, and also to see him, to see him cook was pretty cool.
Yeah. So when Nickelback was first forming in the mid 90s, and you were in what, your early 20s in like 95, when you guys kind of became a thing, I got to see you 26 years ago in the Duck Inn. You were on tour for the stage. I was 21. I think cover was like $9.95, and I literally got a wooden Nickelback for my $10.
Oh yeah,
at the door. Yeah. And you know, it was before you blew up on MTV and you kind of hadn't really hit the States yet. I think I was two people deep from center stage for that show. And how have things changed for you over the years? Like, you know, as far as making the music and being on tour, and what is the difference between then and now for you?
There's definitely the obvious, which is, you know, we just had a you know, multiple lifetimes of experience, you know, since then. So many things have happened and changed, and we've changed as people, you know, as you do in the course of 26 years. You know, if you're blessed enough to get old, you change. And we still feel the same feeling, though, to be honest with you, like the feeling of being on stage in front of people in a, you know, that are into it, that are your fans, that never changes, you know, oddly. And that's kind of the thing that gets us up there, because there have been a lot of times in our careers when things were hard, you know, it wasn't working, and, you know, you feel like you're just pushing a rock up a hill and you're not getting anywhere. And there's days when you go on stage when, you know, maybe you had a major setback in your career, or, you know, something went wrong, or somebody got something stolen, or, you know, life stuff happens to you, but you still have to get up there and give everybody 100%, whether you're, you know, sick, tired, unhappy, whatever. You know, I can't even count the number of shows I played seeing in triplicate because of, you know, high grade fevers. You just do what you got to do to get it done, and the people paid and the people expect. So we deliver. But, yeah, we're just older guys that have, you know, been doing this all this time, and we love this. You know, it's the feeling is every bit as good as what you saw. You know, it's just maybe bigger rooms, a few more people.
And insoles in my Vans now, you know.
Yeah. Right? Don't.
So if you could go back to 25-year-old Mike and you could give him one piece of advice, what would you tell him?
Relax. Yeah. I'm telling myself that now. So, you know, and I'm not very good at it. So, you know, but I think that, yeah, I was probably stressed out about too much stuff when I should have just relaxed, breathe, and went through it. You know, that would be my advice to it's my advice to my kids. They're both in music, and you know, it's just like, don't worry about it. It, you know, feels sometimes like you're doing all the work and you're getting nothing back, but you just keep hammering and relax and just keep working, doing your best work. Everything's going to be fine. If you make good things, you know, good things will come to you.
Absolutely. And making those good things, I mean, 60 million albums sold around the world, billions of streams for Nickelback. You were literally one of the most streamed and commercially successful rock bands in the world, despite the people that still 30 something years later like to shake their fist and be like, I hate Nickelback. How? Like, I've never understood that, because the music speaks for itself. You know, the success speaks for itself. And I think that this new album, we're really excited about, Everything Under the Sun. It's available for pre-order now. But what's next? Are we going to see Nickelback on the road in 2026? Am I going to get a little bit of Nickelback?
You're going to get some Nickelback in 2027. But we're not changing that formula. You know, record, tour. That we love playing live, and we'll be out there.
I love it. Well, Mike, I appreciate you taking time to chat with us, and we're excited about this new endeavor and the new album, and certainly excited for it for Loudwire as well. So I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
That wraps up this episode of Loudwire Nights on Demand. Stay caught up with everything happening in the world of rock and metal on the Loudwire app and at loudwire.com.